We're doing Chazon Ish. We're up to the second chapter, the second section. We had been discussing Emunah and Bitachon. We have a lot of new faces here, so quickly define. Emunah is the understanding that Hashem runs the world. Bitachon is holding on to that understanding, even in light of scary, worrisome situations where you feel like you really got to do your best for this to work out right. And so the human tendency is to focus on human endeavor, on the human effort. And if in those moments you can remember Hashem's still running the show, so that's bitachon. And based on our aforementioned definition, technically emunah and bitachon are one and the same. Emunah is the general attitude of a person who has emunah. And bitachon is when I have to implement the emunah in my own life. Emunah is the general approach. Hashem runs the world. I understand that. Bitachon is when it affects me. When it's a question of, do I cheat on my taxes? Yeah, I'll have 50,000 more shekel if I cheat on my taxes. But if I have real emunah, then when I'm filing my taxes, I know that Hashem runs the world and I'm going to have whatever money I'm supposed to, and cheating won't get me anywhere. That's bitachon. Emunah is the general understanding. Bitachon is the application in my own life. Emunah bivchinat halacha v'abitachon bivchinat maaseh. Emunah is like the concept of halacha, and bitachon is like the practical application. Nakeliot botech b'sha'a she'en ikar ha'tafkid shel bitachon, ach makashe liot botech b'sha'a tafkido be'emet. It's very easy to have bitachon when it's irrelevant, when it's in the abstract. But it's so difficult to have bitachon when you have to apply it in real life. Nakel l'shager b'fivu v'sfatav et ha'bitachon. It's very easy to sell bitachon with your mouth and lips. Shehu la'alacha v'lo la'maseh, because then it's all theoretical. It's not practical. Rak mitaneg al dimyonot mazirim u'masamchim. Person has a lot of pleasure talking about these beautiful ideas he imagines of bitachon and emunah. Yeah, you're in the foxhole, they're shooting at you, but you know God's running everything, your commas of, right? Really. But what happens is when we talk emunah so much, we start deceiving ourselves and others. He gives everyone the feeling he really has bitachon. But in truth, a person is just using it to develop fantasies over a future that no one knows. No one knows what will happen when they're faced with the challenge. You don't know how you'll deal with life when you need real bitachon. What happens when there's a real time of danger? I was in Merkaz Arav every night. I had a chavrusa there. And then came Thursday night, and I was in the middle of learning something in a base medrash called Bnei Torah in Har Nof. And I called my chavrusa and said, I'm not coming tonight. And that was the night that the terrorist walked into the library, a place where I sat for 10 years straight, and shot up the library. And I've often asked myself, I wasn't there. But how would I have behaved? I don't know. No one knows. I learned in Bnei Torah for a long time. And the night before, as I mentioned in this class before, I almost ended up there. I was waiting for a bus that didn't come. And my in-laws live across the street. So I've also thought about that. No one knows. Like the Chazon Ish says, we talk bitachon. But when you talk bitachon, you don't know. You don't know till it comes to light. How are you going to, what strength do you really have? You know where a person's tested if his heart and mouth are equal? This is where we'll pick up tomorrow night.